Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside, and I'm here live with the Seattle Boat Show. And before I get back into everything with my colleagues from the yacht clubs here, I do want to mention, for anyone who normally listens to my show on Tuesdays, we are normally on from 3 to 4 p.m. on Tuesday on KKOL AM 1300. However, we have a little adjustment going on. We are going to be changing our signal coming up in February. Actually, today we're casting live on two shows. We are on AM 1590, The Answer is our new station that we'll be going to. And there's going to be a hiatus on AM 1300 because they got to move a big old antenna down in Tacoma, and apparently it takes a couple months. So just like shipping something across the ocean, they got to disassemble and, I'm assuming, reassemble this thing somewhere else. So the thing that I'm excited about is on AM 1590, we're going to have more signal. So I'm pretty excited about that. So, and that's right, we're going to change time. We're going, instead of our Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m., which will continue till the end of February, we're switching over to Saturday at 2 p.m. So hopefully people will transfer on over there with us. We're excited about it still. Really excited about getting more reach with what we have to bring with me and my co-host Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank. So, okay, so back to things that are happening here at the Boat Show, because I think we need to focus on that. That's why we're here, right? So I've got Gretchen Miles, who is not only with Waterline Boats, but also a member of Everett Yacht Club.
Say thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and then I also have Sandy Werner, who's with Queen City Yacht Club.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Yes, and you're here with a booth for the club. You're actually just...
We're just down the hall here. We're at E811.
Okay.
And I want to invite people to come down and talk with our yacht club members and get some information on the yacht club. Queen City is a great spot right here at Portage Bay in Seattle.
Yeah. We have beautiful facility.
It's a gorgeous facility, and we have an outstation over at Eagle Harbor, which you were at.
I just got to go to.
A couple
it was so much fun, and that grill is massive.
Yeah, we
inside
have
of there.
A
I can't
fabulous
believe how big it.
Building over there and dock space that we own as well, and that was a clubhouse that was built in the mid '60s by our members.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's great. So Queen City has been around since 1916.
Okay,
and we just celebrated our 100th anniversary with a
happy
big,
anniversary
big party. Yes, thank you.
And you've been there for a quarter of that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No, that's 25% of it.
That sounds like a lot.
No, 25% isn't the whole thing. I mean, it's a small part. It's significant, though.
It's a significant time, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. We've had wonderful people. We have great friends. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the events and things that Queen City has going on throughout
yes.
the year.
Yes. Well, before we get there, I just want to say, anybody who's sitting here listening, either in the boat show or listening on air, I want to make sure and point out, everyone hears Yacht Club, and they get an image of, I don't know, Caddyshack or something. and it is not like that. I mean, my husband and I joining Rainier, which calls themselves the Fun Club, I have met the most down-to-earth, awesome, wonderful people in this entire, it's just, the ecosystem is so amazing.
Well, we have a lot of yacht clubs. We're a member of the Grand 14, but there's a lot more yacht clubs around the area that are not part of that. But each yacht club has its own personality.
Yes.
And that's why it's nice that you can come and take a look at each one of them. I'm going to talk a little bit about our open house that we have coming up.
Yes,
you can get more information. We have an open house coming up at Queen City on March 4th. That we would love to have people come down to our booth at E811 and sign up for it. We'll be glad to send you an email on that.
Can they also, if they don't make it to your booth, can they like put something in their phone? Is there a website or something that they can go to and also find this information?
Yeah, our website is queencity.org.
Oh, really? Queencity.org.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you guys got that when there's so many places with Queen in the name. Someone was on it.
But we'd love to have people come and take a look. And then it's nice to visit the different yacht clubs and see the personalities. And some people are more, or some clubs are more laid back. Some are a little more formal. They all have similar events, but they also have their own unique events.
So you bring up something interesting, except for I'm all squeaky, sorry. One of the things that I didn't realize with a lot of these yacht clubs is reciprocals.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So people, when you start getting involved in these communities, oftentimes when you're in a club, you now have
it opens up
sort
your boating
privileges.
Opportunities.
Yeah.
Right. So we have a reciprocal dock at Queen City that other yacht clubs that we have a relationship with, they can come to our reciprocal dock in Portage Bay mm-hmm. and spend the night. So
yeah.
it's an opportunity to go somewhere else, and because boating is all about going somewhere.
Right.
You go out in the lake, you go up to the San Juans, you go to other marinas. So that, it's an opportunity there with the yacht club.
Yeah, that was something, I mean, there's so many things that it opened my mind to in opportunities of meeting people, activities, locations. You know, I had no idea how many little outstations there were
right.
all over.
Well, in our case.
And sometimes you can even do it all over the world. I mean, my understanding is in having that membership, like I'm going to Hawaii in May, and I'm going to be checking out whether or not there's a yacht club available.
Well, Queen City has agreements with over 200 other yacht clubs around the United States and some outside the world. We have one over in Monaco that we have
Ooh.
An agreement with. It's a reciprocal club. You can go into this club in Monaco and have lunch.
That's pretty cool.
It's very cool. It's very cool. But in terms of around here, we also have not only reciprocals with some of the Grand 14 folks,
right.
but we have outstations as well. So as
right.
our own club, we have the in-station at Portage Bay. We have our outstation in Eagle Harbor. We also have an outstation in Deer Harbor. And then in addition, we have some satellite stations. We have one at Salt Spring Marina, Port Browning, Port Sydney, Mill Bay, Thetis Island. So our club members can join to go to travel to any of those marinas and have moorage.
See, okay, I have to get more familiarized with all the maps because you're throwing all these marinas out, and I'm like, I don't know where that is.
Well,
I haven't been there yet.
We need to get you out there and boating.
Is there a long list
up
somewhere
north.
Where I can find all of these?
You know, there's a booth here that has all that information.
someone point me in that direction, please. Okay, so you've got the open house coming up. Are there other activities that you have?
Well, throughout the year, we have all kinds of activities. Our standards are Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day over at the Portage Bay, or excuse me, at the Eagle Harbor house that you are at. And those are big club-only, member-only events. And, and we have maybe 60 boats that show up for that, and of course, quite a few more people. But the big one here in Seattle, the very big event, is Opening Day.
And
this is something that Seattle Yacht Club started that, and because Seattle Yacht Club is just across the waterway from us, we are also part of that for them. So half of the Grand 14 Yacht Clubs come and stay with us, the other half at Seattle, and it's 4, 5, or 6 days of party activities. There's meals. There's the parade through the cut.
There's dancing.
There's lots of dancing.
I did lots of dancing last year. In fact, one of the women in our yacht club, her knees got swollen. We danced so much.
Well, we don't want to injure anybody. But
no, it was fun injuries. It was totally fun and worth it.
The goal is to have fun, and we really do. Yacht club people have a lot of fun.
Well, and that's the other thing is, you know, I know we're talking about a lot of the adult activities, and I'm looking at some of the young folks in our audience here. Many of these yacht clubs also have membership opportunity and activity opportunities for young people.
Oh, absolutely. We have events for the kids. We have a kids' Christmas party. We have a kids' Easter party. And then those big three events, Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day at the outstation, there's all kinds of kids' events. And especially on the 4th of July, we have a parade boat that goes through the Bainbridge Island parade. And we have a boat with kids on it.
Oh, fun.
And our kids love doing that.
Yeah. No. So all of those different things. You think about so many iconic things that happen here in the Pacific Northwest. And those types of parades, opening day is huge. And then, of course, you mentioned a little bit earlier, but we didn't dive into it, during the holidays. I know a lot of the clubs get involved in the lighted boat parade, and some of them do some of their own individual ones, too. I know Rainier does down off Kulon. And I love it because the community comes out, and they're cheering and singing and waving, and we have a blast, and we decorate our boats, and it's just a ton of fun.
Right.
So if you haven't ever considered a yacht club because you heard those words and thought, ooh, pompous. You know,
it's not at all.
Oh, it's going to be so serious.
We're all fun people.
Totally. Every person I have met has been just a joy to hang out with.
Yeah.
So I want to thank both of you for being on the show today. We're going to be tying it up here, but thank you, Gretchen.
Thank you, Reba. Thank you so much, Reba.
Such a pleasure having you here. I enjoy spending time with all of you. And thanks for spending time with us here. I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside, and you're listening to Open House with Team Reba.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.